had Lindor?
Right before the game. You know, he got done hitting in the cages right before we went out there. And I knew I had a bullet there at some point. But I knew also it was going to be late because he was going to be a two-player move, obviously. And the situation presented itself, and he came through again.
What is it about him that makes him come through those situations like that all the time, it seems like?
Special player, man. I've been saying it, you know. Special talent. We're watching greatness here. The All-Star voting started, a couple of days ago? So, here he is. Continue to do what All-Stars do. He continues to show up in big situations and on a day where, he was in the dugout with a bat on his hand since like the fifth inning, finally gets his chance and he comes through for us.
At what point in the inning did you start thinking about him there?
Oh, no, right before, I think it was in the eighth. When that eighth was over, I told him, it's like, hey, if he gets to Taylor next inning, be ready to go. And so he kind of had an idea.
What did he have to sort of clear physically for you to be okay with it?
No, so he's a broken toe, you know. So it's just pain tolerance, you know. So as long as he continues to feel a little bit better day by day, that's all it takes, you know. And today he went out there, move around, and then for me it was just after he got done hitting in the cages.
What did you have any trepidation letting Senga throw that many pitches?
Not really. I mean, he's been consistent 99 to 100, you know. So for him to go 9 more pitches there, not really because of the way we've been using him the past 2-3 outings. So.
How good does it see Brett Beatty make a defensive play, especially after yesterday?
Yeah, that's what we want. That's what we want to see out of all of our players, especially our younger ones. Today on that spot, bases loaded, nobody out. Line drive, first step on the ball, catches it and applies the tag there. Huge play. But I thought overall we make some good defensive plays. That P play with the infield in, backhand and throwing it on the run, and then Aldi applying the tag. Aldi with a nice pick and with a cut stealing at second. Like overall, we made some good defensive plays today.
You had Pete and Francisco come through, obviously. But what do you think overall, just with the approach, running scoring position today?
Yeah, we didn't have good at bats for the first 6-7 innings until Pete finally got that 2-run double. But before that, other than that Beatty one, that I thought, a couple of pitches that were out of the strike zone and didn't go his way, our at bats with runners in scoring position weren't good.
Yeah, Senga, obviously, one run or 6 innings is almost a given the way he's pitching these days. But I think this was his first start at Coors Field. But how nice is it to have a guy that goes out there and you can trust that way, that it's one run and 6 innings is almost in the books?
Yeah, that's, he's an ace type outing every time he takes the baseball. But I feel good with all of our guys too, But with Kodai, he continues to get better. I feel like he's getting to a point now where since first pitch, there's intensity there. The way the ball's coming out, and using all of his pitches, like the fork ball today was a weapon again. So he attacked, make them chase, and I just feel like every time he takes the baseball, I like our chances.
But with the runners in scoring position, what exactly are you seeing at the at-bats? Are guys being too aggressive, too passive? Like, what's going on?
A little bit of both. A little, I feel like today we were in between, taking good pitches early in count. They got ahead with breaking balls. Then we were late with fastballs in the zone, so that shows you that we are in between, when we're making our decisions. We chase, we just got to continue to work and grind through it, and we'll get better.
Ronnie was 0-for-11 going into that final at bat. How big was that double for him to build that confidence? And did you think the ball was out? Ronnie Mauricio.
Yeah. It's good to see him, put a swing like that. I thought it was going to be out of here. We know the impact. We know the way the ball jumps off his bat. And he's been, he's been hard. The first, 10, 11 at bats? But he's part of it. We knew this coming in. We got to be patient with him. We got to continue to support him, help him. He's a really good player. So he's going to be fine.